京奥运28大项。奥运是参与、竞争、分享、进步。我们其实没有一天不在赛场上。
Basketball，
篮球。
Violation，
违例。
A violation occurs when the player infracts the rules of basketball. A violation results in the awarding of the ball to the opponents. It happens whenever the player takes more than two steps without bouncing the ball on the floor. This is called traveling. Another violation is when a player stops dribbling and then starts dribbling again, or bounces the ball with its two hands at once.We call this a double dribble. You can also commit a violation if you twist your hand when in contact with the ball past the vertical. This is called carry, as the hand must always remain on the top of the ball.
如果有队员违反篮球规则，这称为违例。违例的处罚则是由对方球队获得控球权。队员在不运球的情况下走两步以上就算违例。这种违例称为走步。另一种违例是球员运球结束后再次进行运球，或双手持球后再运球，我们称这种违例叫二次运球。而如果球员触球时翻转手腕超过垂直面，这就叫做翻腕违例，因为球员的手掌必须放在球体的上方。 逐句对照。
A violation occurs when the player infracts the rules of basketball.
如果有队员违反篮球规则，这称为违例。
A violation results in the awarding of the ball to the opponents.
违例的处罚则是由对方球队获得控球权。及时讲解。Result in 是词组，意思相当于 cause， 表示造成或导致什么样的结果。介词 in 后面跟的是事情的结果，例如
The accident resulted in the death of two passengers.
那次事故导致两个乘客的死亡。这里要注意区分一个很相似的词组 result from， 由于、起因于。这个词组的意思正好与 result in 相反，侧重表达的是事情发生的缘由。例如
Sickness often results from eating too much.
疾病往往因为吃得太多。
It happens whenever the player takes more than two steps without bouncing the ball on the floor.
队员在不运球的情况下走两步以上就算违例。
This is called traveling.
这种违例称为走步。
及时讲解。
Travel 是我们很熟悉的一个词，表示旅行、旅游的意思。不过在篮球术语中 ,travel 是指直接拿着球走超过两步，通常称为走步。
Another violation is when a player stops dribbling and then starts dribbling again, or bounces the ball with its two hands at once.
另一种违例是球员运球结束后再次进行运球，或双手持球后再运球。
及时讲解。
Dribble 在这里也是带球、运球的意思。所谓 double dribble 表示两次运球、两次带球，简称二带。
We call this a double dribble.
我们称这种违例叫二次运球。
You can also commit a violation if you twist your hand when in contact with the ball past the vertical. This is called carry.
而如果球员触球时翻转手腕超过垂直面，这就叫做翻腕违例。
及时讲解。
In contact with 是词组，表示触及、与什么接触。比如
Do not allow the products come in contact with the eyes or face.
应避免该产品接触到眼睛或脸部。这里的 carry 就是 carry the ball， 就是篮球比赛中的术语，意思是携带着球往前跑，通常称为翻腕为例。
As the hand must always remain on the top of the ball.
因为球员的手掌必须放在球体的上方。原文重听。
A violation occurs when the player infracts the rules of basketball. A violation results in the awarding of the ball to the opponents. It happens whenever the player takes more than 2 steps without bouncing the ball on the floor. This is called traveling. Another violation is when a player stops dribbling and then starts dribbling again, or bounces the ball with its 2 hands at once.We call this a double dribble. You can also commit a violation if you twist your hand when in contact with the ball past the vertical. This is called carry, as the hand must always remain on the top of the ball.
One world, one dream.
好了，今天的学习就先到这儿。感谢您收听知行英语节目。